Listen to the National Radio Advertiser.
Across Canada, we have had such wonderful cooperation from people in radio that success stories are commonplace with us pretty well every week of the year.
Due to certain limitations of television in Canada in regard to the kind of audience that we're after, we thought it best to use radio.
We have never spent less than $1.5 million a year on radio advertising.
We found that radio seemed to be able to deliver our target audience with the least waste.
This is Denny Whitaker, president of the Radio Sales Bureau. Those voices belong to some of the national and regional radio advertisers whose comments and commercial messages are featured on side one of this recording. Side two of sound selling by radio is local, but the commercials on both sides have three factors in common. First, each has proved to be a powerful, productive member of each advertiser's team. Second, each reflects a definite marketing strategy. And third, all employ that most effective form of communication, the spoken word. So listen to radio in action, and to national and regional advertisers who sell with sound.
It pays you to go, Peugeot!
And it has paid Peugeot to go radio. Mr. Paul Dourish, president of Dourish & Associates Limited, said that the success of radio in promoting Peugeot throughout Ontario means an expanded advertising campaign with radio getting 75% of the budget. According to Mr. Dourish, the Peugeot radio strategy has twin objectives.
One is to enunciate, to pronounce the name, and of course radio does this for us, but the promotional effects, which we do want to achieve, is that of getting people into the car to actually test drive it. We find that if we can get people into the car is as much as 70% sold at that point. And we find radio does the best job for us in achieving this point.
Sell the name, sell the dealer, sell the car. Here's how radio does all three.
It pays you to go, Peugeot.
In Hamilton, Roy Gulliver is the man who pays you to go, Peugeot. Gulliver Motors is paying test drivers $1 a mile to take the wheel of the new 1965 Peugeot. Take your test drive now, 10, 20, 30 miles or more if necessary, and Gulliver Motors will pay you $1 a mile. The amount you earn is up to you, and it will be deducted from the purchase price of your new Peugeot. Choose any model, from the classic six-passenger Peugeot sedan at $19.95 to the high-performance Peugeot Super Deluxe with fuel injection. At Gulliver Motors, they don't dollar you to death with extra cost options. Peugeot comes complete with accessories. Make an unbelievable deal on Peugeot. Then get the dollar a mile you earned off the purchase price at Gulliver Motors, 505 Cannon East in Hamilton, where
it pays you to go, Peugeot.
Want to reach children and convince adults as well? Then take a catchy tune, a top Canadian vocalist, and add radio.
Freshie is the drink for everyone. Freshie is the drink that's so much fun. What a treat, can't be beat.
All of us agree.
Freshie is the drink for.
Freshie is the drink for.
Freshie is the drink for me.
Annie.
Freshie is the drink for me.
Annie.
Kind of cute, eh? They know what they want. Freshie, the best tasting thirst quencher. Easy to prepare, costs less than a cent a glass, many flavors to choose from. Keep lots of Freshie on hand for those hot days ahead. You'll find Freshie at stores everywhere. Five packages, only 29 cents.
Freshie is the drink for everyone. Freshie is the drink that's so much fun. What a treat, can't be beat.
All of us agree.
Freshie is the drink for.
Freshie is the drink for.
Freshie is the drink for me.
Annie.
Freshie is the drink for me.
The Freshie campaign, administered by Tandy Advertising Limited, has used radio for the past 2 years, and because of spectacular sales results, the entire Freshie budget was allocated to radio in 1965. Mr. Tom Gilchrist, vice president of Tandy Advertising, added,
"Well, in our book, good advertising is better advertising the more the consumer is involved. Here at Tandy, we strive to do just that, whatever the medium. How well we have succeeded for Freshy is borne out by a recent comment of Patricia Bentham in marketing. She wrote, "The tune is so jiggity-jig happy, I've caught myself whistling and humming it several times." Miss Bentham has lost a company, I am glad to say. Others, particularly youngsters, have got the Freshy message, thanks to radio.
Lead hurts, put you in the driver's seat. Foam lead hurts is big enough to do the job for you. Big enough to have a car you can count on everywhere you drive. Big enough to be the only one to give you a service that is certified.
And only Hertz is big enough to give you rent it here, leave it there service. Rent a brand new Pontiac Parisienne or other fine car from one Hertz office, leave it at any other Hertz office for the lowest guaranteed drop-off charge in Canada.
Hertz means business for work or play. Hertz is growing for you every day. Just let Hertz put you in the driver's seat today.
The Hertz Rent-A-Car account is handled by Norman Craig and Cummel, Canada Limited, whose president, Mr. John C. Savage, confirmed that the bulk of Hertz advertising dollars are in radio. On the subject of audience targets, Mr. Savage had this to say.
We aim for the businessman who travels considerably for his company. Demographically, he'd look something like this. His income would be in the $7,000 a year range. He would be a driver, probably owning his own car. He would do a considerable amount of airplane traveling. But it's our contention that our prime prospect, probably drives to and from work each day. On this premise, we place the majority of our radio advertising for Hertz in the prime driving hours.
This strategy has paid off so handsomely that, according to Mr. Savage,
both we and the client are very happy over the decision that we made to go into radio in January. To bolster that statement, I will say that we have every intention of continuing with radio.
Simpson Sears, Operation Countdown.
12, 11, 10, 9.
Operation Countdown. Conclusive proof that radio means business.
I believe that you can judge the effectiveness of what we've done on radio to date by the fact that we are using it more and more. We would not be using it more if it didn't pay off for us.
Mr. George Bruin, Sales Promotion Manager for Simpson Sears Catalog Sales Division, Toronto.
I feel that a classic example of the effectiveness of radio advertising from Simpson Sears is shown by the results of our Operation Countdown promotion, which is the last 10 days of our winter sale catalog. And in 1965, the last 10 days of February 1965, we launched Operation Countdown on a coast-to-coast radio coverage. And I'm not permitted to tell you the dollars of increase which we enjoyed in our sales, but it was exceptional. So much so that it was the guide for future radio advertising.
Simpson Sears, Operation Countdown.
12, 11, 10, 9.
Only 9 days left to take advantage of the tremendous savings being offered now in Simpson Sears' big winter sale catalog.
Check your Simpson Sears winter sale catalog right now, then pick up the phone. Dial Simpson Sears and take advantage of savings on all your family and household needs.
Catalog shopping from Simpson Sears, the convenient, practical way to shop. Open a Simpson Sears account today. Make no payment till May.
Operation Countdown, with only 9 days to go, offers you savings like this.
A 16-gallon galvanized garbage pail, regular $3.98, now only $2.99.
12 pair of first-quality micro-mesh nylons, only $3.99.
It's Operation Countdown in Simpson Sears' big winter sale catalog.
catalog. And only 9 days to go.
Here's a significant comment by Mr. Morris McFadden of Barrie, Ontario, regional sales manager for Simpson Sears, on the results of the first Operation Countdown radio campaign in February 1964.
In Operation Countdown in February of 64, which was our first big promotion, in a two-week period, we averaged 80 to 100% increases in all offices in our region.
Old Spice, Old Spice,
fresh as the breeze,
fresh as the tang of the ocean.
Mr. George M. Thompson, Vice President and General Manager, Shulton of Canada Limited.
This jingle, the Old Spice Sea Chanty, was written for us by the famous Ginger Johnson a number of years ago, and we've used that as an umbrella to cover all of our Old Spice radio advertising throughout these years.
But for maximum sales power, radio commercials must be in tune with the times. Mr. Stan Cooper, Shulton's national advertising manager, explained that it's like product packaging.
You remain fairly consistent in packaging, but most manufacturers make subtle changes. I think the same thing has happened here with these radio commercials. We use the jingle as the background, which holds the whole thing together. And over the course of the years, this gives the company association and product association. And then, as time has gone on, we give it the modern treatment. It works from the older style, and then we've got this sort of upbeat treatment, and now we're working on one at the moment with a sort of bossa nova treatment because the product itself has that sort of connotation in it.
Take a favorite like this. Add a new twist. And live it up.
Live it up, live it up. Live it up with life.
Old Spice Lime, a wild new cologne for men. Devastating, wildly persuasive. Old Spice Lime, it's hardly civilized.
Live it up, live it up, live it up with Lime.
Be the maddening male you know yourself to be. Live it up with Old Spice Lime. It's wild.
Live it up, live it up. Live it up with Lime.
Old Spice Lime by Shulton. It's wild.
I do not believe that our advertising manager can be effective unless he can pick up the telephone and call any station manager anywhere in Canada and call him by his first name.
Mr. Wilmot Tennyson, Marketing Director for Rothmans of Canada Limited.
We make a point of getting to know the entire staff on as many radio stations as we possibly can. Before starting a campaign, we take great pains to describe our aims and our methods to personnel on radio stations. And this has paid off for us over the years in a much better understanding and closer cooperation. We have also to more intimate degree involved a large number of radio station personalities in specific advertising campaigns or in specific programs. The main point here is that we do not send a broadcast order cold turkey from the agency to a radio station. We get off our fannies, get onto an aircraft, get out to the radio station, discuss our plans, our difficulties, and our problems with them, and then mesh in a campaign with the radio station's activities, which would be closest to achieving our goals.
Has Rothman's personal contact with the radio stations proved successful?
Well, sir, the only guideline that I can give you to that, or measuring stick I can give you to that, is to say that Rothman's of Canada, for the last 4 years running, has been the fastest growing tobacco company in North America. We ascribe a very great portion of our success in Canada to radio advertising.
Rothmans of Canada, which invests more than $1.5 million annually in radio advertising, has achieved dramatic sales results with a winning three-way play: simplicity, sincerity, and the spoken word.
Watch the sun come up over Newfoundland's rugged seacoast. Then follow the sun west. West till it sets over Vancouver Island. And as you cross Canada, you'll find more and more Canadians enjoying Rothmans king-size quality cigarettes. Rothmans is Canada's largest selling king-size cigarette because it's Canada's best. Nobody knows more about making king-size cigarettes than Rothmans. No other cigarette has that famous Rothmans quality. The best tobacco money can buy, a finer filter, and international king-size quality. In a big king-size country like Canada, it takes a quality king-size cigarette to dominate. And quality is the word for Rothmans from coast to coast. Rothmans, the greatest name in cigarettes.
Mr. Bill Vanderberg, advertising manager for Coca-Cola Limited.
Radio is an important means of communicating the story of Coca-Cola. Everyone listens to the radio. Radio is in everyone's home. And we believe we can reach our whole audience with this medium.
Things go better for Coke because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language. Recognizing the importance of contemporary sound, Coca-Cola has prepared a youth radio package.
This package contains some of the top U.S., Canadian, and English recording groups doing the jingle for Coca-Cola in their style, produced under the same conditions which their hit records are made. These jingles have, in most cases, been structured around a hit record made famous by each performer, and the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts. Reactions to these have been fantastic. Requests for recordings have been coming into radio stations. Young people are writing to us inquiring as to where they can obtain copies of the commercials. And in some instances, jingles recorded by these artists have been listed on top tune charts. By using radio in this manner to reach a specific market segment, we believe we are providing the medium with the greatest opportunity to demonstrate what a powerful selling force can do when properly employed.
With one-third of its total advertising budget in radio, Coca-Cola makes the most of radio's ability to sell with sound.
Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed. And Coke refreshes you best.
It's the refreshingest.
Food goes better with, fun goes better with, you go better with Coke. The real live one puts extra fun in you and everything you do. Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke. Coca-Cola, things go better with Coke. Hey!
What we're trying to do here, I guess you'd say, is to break down about 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Mr. Harold Scandrett, Senior Vice President of the F.H. Hayhurst Company Limited, was referring to Flushabys by Facel. And this is how thousands of Canadian mothers learned about this new product.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Mother. I'm just changing Joni.
Here now, I'm the babysitter tonight. Let me do it.
Oh, that'd be a great help. What's that under your arm?
Flushabys.
Flushabys?
Flushabys. They're a new kind of diaper. See what it says on the pack? Flushabys hygienic diapers. Better for baby, easier for mother. You see that?
Well, please tell me more.
Flushabys are snug. They're made to fit better. They're softer than cloth and more absorbent because the Facel people make them.
But where does this hygienic business come in?
Well, it just means that Flushabys are completely sanitary. They help prevent diaper rash because you just use them once and dispose of them. And with no rinsing or washing or folding to do, you'll save hours of time.
Mother, you're the greatest.
So are flushabys.
Radio has the lion's share of the flushaby budget because, as Mr. Scandrett pointed out...
Before we went into radio, we did some very extensive research with our target groups, which are women in the late stages of pregnancy and with babies under the age of two. And we investigated them quite thoroughly to find out what their media habits were, their awareness of advertising in various media, and the amount of time and attention they appeared to spend with the different media. And as a result of this, we found that radio seemed to be able to deliver our target audience with the least waste. The mere fact that we are continuing to use radio very extensively and increasing our expenditures each year is pretty good evidence of the regard with which we hold the medium. We will continue to use radio very extensively for flushabys.
The Ontario Hospital Association's Blue Cross plan devotes 66.9% of its advertising appropriation to regional radio. When Mr. E. M. Glebe, Vice President of Industrial Advertising Limited, was asked whether his account had always used this much radio in Ontario, he replied,
"No, we have not. We started using radio in 1964, and to a very limited degree. And it was a very small portion of the budget. But the success which was experienced through the use of radio in 1964 prompted both ourselves and the client to look upon it favorably in recommending it as a large part of the budget in 1965.
The Ontario Blue Cross commercial is read by the local announcer during the newscasts, which form a major part of the Blue Cross radio buy. Here is a typical message.
In the days before government hospital insurance, it seemed that just about everybody's hospital bill was looked after by Blue Cross. By general consent, Blue Cross set the standards in health insurance protection, economical, convenient, and thoroughly dependable. Today, Ontario Blue Cross is still in the forefront, specializing in providing that important extra coverage that is missing from your basic hospital and medical plans. And whatever Blue Cross coverage you have, be it semi-private hospitalization, extended health care, or the plan for prescription drugs, you can be sure that your Blue Cross protection is still the best you can have for economy, convenience, and dependability. There are now more than 2.75 million Ontario residents with some form of Blue Cross coverage. That's one out of every three persons in the province. And another tribute to Blue Cross leadership in sensible health care coverage.
When Mr. Peter Wood, Director of Public Relations and Advertising for the Ontario Hospital Association, was asked whether the Blue Cross radio strategy had paid off, this was his answer.
It has been very successful. There are plenty of instances to indicate that our enrollment representatives, when they call on groups, have been assisted by the fact that there has been local radio publicity for Blue Cross, local radio promotion. In many of the smaller towns, enrollment rep would be greeted by such words as, "Oh yes, we heard about your new plan on the radio this morning. Tell us more about it." This kind of thing can only help us. We've very recently moved into French language and Italian language radio to reach sections of the population that perhaps were being missed before. I think we'll see this extended next year also. And I would say perhaps an increase in our percentage of our advertising budget to about 80% on radio next year.